And if he didn't, he'd wear it open.
Mm-hmm. What were the parts of the suit then?
Well, that was when you wore the vest, you know.
Uh-huh.
You had a little vest to put on first, and then your coat. Put on your trousers, and then your vest.
Mm-hmm.
And then your coat, and believe me, them little tight vests were sure warm in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah. Where your coat was open and covered your chest.
Right.
That made pretty good sense.
Yep. I like most of the changes, but some of them I don't. I don't like to see a man and woman marry, but well, I'll just say slightly dressed. I don't figure there's much to them. Still at the same time, there's a lot of pretty good people will marry in good, clean clothes, but it don't fit out to me. I don't like to see a boy marry with a color of pants. Pants one color and a coat the other. I like to see a suit. Another thing, of course, let's see, all my kids that's married, they haven't been married, except one didn't live to get grown. All of them married with a preacher. They didn't ever go before just a priest or a judge. This judge here has married one couple since we've been here in 3 years.
Hmm.
And I think mostly they was kind of trying him out. He didn't do very good. That just a piece on the bottom of the floor and beat him all to pieces.
Hmm.
He sure can.
When I was up in Ottawa County, I had lunch at a restaurant.
Ottawa?
No, just Ottawa County, up here in the northeast part of the state.
Yeah.
And up there they had on the menu an ad saying the marriage palace, get married in 3 hours. Or maybe it was 30 minutes, I don't remember just what it was. But just catering to these kids that wanted to get a quick marriage. That doesn't seem like marriage to me.
No, it don't seem like it to me. The Baptist preacher married me and his whiskers was quiet, I went down that far. Chin was. Been preaching right there in that county 40 years. The bottom all the time.
Oh, that's
right. And when they decided they had to have a judge, well, they went to looking, and the political leaders here, they had set it on Kenneth.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know whether he was big enough for the job, or he was working under Ben T. Williams. That's one of the Supreme judges, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been up there with him 5.5 years. And of course, he learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But Kenneth's been pretty well schooled. John was a little crippled, and he got in here. Nobody attempted to defeat him for 16 years, Jim.
Mm.
And he just got to where people of Ardmore and Carter County thought they couldn't do without him and just keep him. I don't know about running him. He thought he had everybody bluff, but he sure got beat back.
Mm.
Well, there was three of them in the race. And Kenneth's death liked a few votes went into that runoff.
Hmm.
Just a few.
That's pretty good.
Yes, sir.